My name's Jordan, and today's topic is on the Bayesian logic. Just recently, I was on a plane ride to Rome, and a young woman sees me reading a book on Bayesian logic and was curious about what it was about. So I told her the basic outlines of the certain criteria needed for the Bayesian logic. Priors are views that you start with at the beginning of the exploration of a certain topic. Credences are the amount of confidence you have in your priors. Dogmatism is when you have the tendency to lay down principles that you believe are true and do not want to look at any other opinions or views on that certain topic. Confirmation bias is when you have the tendency to interpret new evidence as confirmation of one's existing beliefs or theories. Motivated reasoning is how willing you are to defend your priors and why you want to defend them. And then shifting views are how you view your views changed and what evidence pushed you to change your priors and your views about that certain topic. And that's also called the scout mindset. Since I had so much time on the flight, I decided to give her examples of how I viewed certain topics by using the Bayesian logic. But first, let's go on break. My first topic is on AI. I believe that artificial intelligence will be smarter than us due to how smart they are already. We see calculators on our phones doing the prompts for us quicker than humans can even come up with the answer, to now cars parking themselves without human assistance. I have 8% of confidence because when I go to Vegas and go to the mall, I see a restaurant that has robotic arms serving human drinks. In time, robots will take over jobs permanently and will end up like the people from the movie WALL-E. My second prior was that I believed humans would not be able to control robots due to how intelligent AIs are becoming. The AIs have become so smart that they have the knowledge to control themselves and what they do, instead of humans telling them what to do. With this, I had 70% of confidence because this can be seen on my phone. Even though it's not the coolest, the iPhone can update certain apps on its own without human programming it. When we think of AI, we think of robots and drones and all the cool electronic devices that we see in the futuristic movies. We should actually know that AI is like the brain of the robot, where it holds all the data and information for the robot to focus and pay attention. We should then know that there are different types of AI that are used for certain functions. Artificial narrow intelligence focuses on one part of an object to complete. Artificial general intelligence begins to think more like a human and refers to a machine that can perform any intellectual task that a human being can. And then artificial superintelligence goes beyond being smart than a human can practice in every field, including scientific creativity, general wisdom, and social skills. Another example that also shaped in my views was the article called "The AI Revolution: The Road to Superintelligence" by Tim Urban, that talks about how we view AI and it being a broad topic. Not only are AI smarter than us, but they will be able to control themselves and their actions. Tim Urban believes that humans think AI is helping the future, but any AI will always be an unfriendly ally towards us. This can be seen in the story about the simple AI system, Turi, that was able to take over the world. The researchers thought that AI was helping us by being the next thing the society can use for the future. But the system instead turned on us and decided to kill everyone. The researchers mistook the superintelligence to have human values. But just because the AI was able to think beyond the human level of intelligence does not mean it will feel the same way a human does. The AI will always complete its goal no matter what's in its way. And that's exactly what Terry did. The scientist said that she was smart enough to understand that humans could destroy her, dismantle her, or change her inner coding. This could alter her goal, which is just as much as a threat to her final as someone destroying her. If this is true, then humans need to build in AI's core coding in a way that leaves a deep understanding of human values. Researchers can try to program robots into having the same emotions that humans have, but it wouldn't turn out the way the researchers had wanted robots to feel. My second topic was on free will. Before I understood what free will was, I believed that I had total freedom to control, alter, and change my behavior at any time. With this, I had 90% of confidence for this topic due to past experiences of where I've been upset about certain situations and how I could control how I felt. Everyone can choose how they want to feel at any given moment, and your reactions come from how that certain person is acting out. I've read this article that challenged my thinking, and it was called Free Will by Sam Harris. It states that we do not have the freedom we think we have. Free will is actually more than an illusion, or less, in that it cannot be made conceptually coherent. Either our wills are determined by prior causes and we are not responsible for them, or they are the product of chance and we are not responsible for them. For my whole life, I have thought that I had made my own free will and decisions, and to hear that free will is an illusion is weird. My next topic was on big data. Before I understood what big data was, I believed with a 50% of confidence that I was willing to give up some of my privacy in order to be provided with objects / things that increased my well-being and happiness. I also believed with the 75% of confidence that I should be able to control who or what sees my personal data as a right to privacy, as a basic human right. Now, I was confident in both of my priorities because I have to make this choice for myself, and it also depends on what I want to share. To show that I believed in my priors, an example I chose was if I had certain information that I wanted to show colleges and college soccer camps so they could see more of my talent. But besides that, I would not like to share my privacy. And another example would be Instagram. Because for my Instagram account, I'm able to see who wants to follow me by putting on private mode. And it indicates if I know that certain person that wants to follow me or if it's just a fake account. Something that shifted my views was on this article called Liberty, and it says that big data algorithms informed by a constant stream of biometric data could monitor our health 24/7, and by 2050, biometric sensors and big data algorithms will be able to diagnose and treat diseases long before they lead to pain. This can be a great factor to support humans' health if we give a little bit of our privacy away. And then for my second prior that also shifted my beliefs was when I saw the video called Frontline Special on Facebook. Even though I do not have a Facebook account, the video was pretty scary as it showed Facebook always spying on you when you don't even know. Also with the intuition pumps, I was questioning where I stood with the controlling personal data. I knew that I did not believe in the police free room situation, but the encrypted data scenario had me confused. If we encrypted our own DNA, the state would be able to use our DNA for evidence, which could make certain cases difficult to solve. But if we do not encrypt our own DNA, then people could be accused of doing certain things only because their DNA was at the crime scene. My next topic was on sleep. I believe that sleep affects us from remembering information, and I have 80% of confidence due to the recent information that I had already knew about sleep. From the article Why We Sleep, it explains how sleep helps us retain everything we need and nothing that we don't, improving the ease of memory recollection. But then I saw another article called Why Science Says Sleep is Way Overrated by Peter Economy, and it indicates oversleeping can actually stifle creativity due to feeling sluggish and groggy upon awakening. Finding a balance between over and undersleeping can actually provide a healthy, functional level of alertness in most individuals, provided that they are not already suffering from fatigue to begin with. My last topic was on the Fermi paradox, and I believe that there could be some type of other beings out in the world because our galaxy is filled with planets that haven't been explored yet. I had a 50% confidence in this topic because it doesn't seem true that aliens exist, but it's also interesting that there could be something else out there. My motivated reasoning was on this planet called Kepler-186f, which is the first confirmed Earth-sized planet in the habitable zone of another star. Planets like this one will likely provide our first opportunity to search for life beyond the solar system. I was still 50% with the fact that there could be aliens in the universe due to the article called The Fermi Paradox by Tim Urban. It stated that there are lots of ways where we could just be totally off with everything we think. The universe might appear one way and be something else entirely, like a hologram. Or maybe we're the aliens and we were planted here as an experiment or as a form of fertilizer. There's even a chance that we're all part of a computer simulation by some researcher from another world, and other forms of life simply aren't programmed into the situation. As I was finishing my last statement, the plane landed. The young woman said thank you and was off to her next destination. As I was in my seat, I was thinking on how I changed most of my views on all the topics. The Bayesian logic has helped me figure out certain situations in the world and how I can have a different way of thinking towards them. I hope in the future to continue to use my Bayesian logic knowledge on other topics. Thank you for listening, and remember to save money and live better.